Well, first, there were three New York City high-rise apartments that took his name off their buildings. Now, a Chicago architect is proposing an installation that would cover the name Trump on the President-elect's hotel and tower in that city. The design? Four enormous golden pig balloons, one for each of the next 4 years. Max Green from WBEZ reports.
Five letters, T-R-U-M-P, stamped onto the 16th floor of Trump Tower in Chicago, have been a pain point for many city residents since they went public in 2014. They are huge, 20 feet tall.
And they are grotesquely out of scale with other signs that are posted on buildings in the area.
Blair Kamen has been an architecture critic for the Chicago Tribune for more than 20 years.
So they take what is a civic space and they blight it with this egotistical poke in the eye that is advertising Donald Trump's brand in your face, whether you want to look at it or not. That's what this is all about.
The "this" Kamen is referring to is a proposal by Jeffrey Roberts, principal architect at Chicago-based New World Design. Kamen wants to see four bright gold pig balloons floating in the air to obscure the name Trump on the side of the tower. The 40-foot by 20-foot pigs would be attached to buoys anchored in the nearby Chicago River.
And they're far enough away that they aren't going to hit the buildings and such.
Roberts says he and his colleagues didn't come up with the design as a way to pick on Trump necessarily, but as a kind of therapeutic post-election exercise. Still, he says the idea has garnered some harsh criticism.
One thing that I'm suspecting is that many people are looking at it and they're seeing pigs and they're seeing Trump. And they're probably interpreting that we're calling Trump a pig. And this is not even close to what we did. It didn't even come up as a point of the discussion.
Robert says the inspiration was actually Pink Floyd's 1977 album Animals. A flying pig on the cover of that record is thought to be a reference to George Orwell's dystopian novel Animal Farm.
The flying pigs, that's obvious that, you know, many of us didn't perceive that Trump would be the victor in this election. So we saw the pigs flying as a component of this.
Even though many Chicago residents might echo Roberts' feelings about the election results, Mayor Rahm Emanuel and many of the city's aldermen are working to preserve what is an already strained relationship with the president-elect. During his campaign, Trump called out Chicago by name a number of times, picking on the city as an example of where his law and order candidacy would produce results.
You need more police. You don't have good community relations in Chicago. It's terrible. I have property there. It's terrible what's going on in Chicago.
Dick Simpson is a political science professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago and a former alderman himself.
I think the aldermen generally are upset with all of the policies and the cabinet appointments that have been made so far.
One indicator of that upset is the recent back and forth over an honorary street sign in Donald Trump's name. Citing Trump's stance on immigration, the city council and the mayor voted to have it removed after months of hand-wringing.
We have hundreds of thousands of immigrants in Chicago. We're an immigrant-friendly city, and any threat to our immigrant population will be met with considerable outrage.
As for the four golden pigs, Simpson says it's unlikely they'll fly. But Robert says he is looking at overcoming the technical hurdles.
We're just going to keep thinking about it.
For Here and Now, I'm Max Green in Chicago.
And watching for pigs on the wing.